الحمد لله، ونسأله أن يبارك لكم في دراستكم ومدرستكم.
We praise Allah and we ask Him to bless you all in your studies as well as the school of yours.
وأن يأخذ بأيدي أهل إدارتها ومدرسيها لما هو الأحب إليه والأنفع لكل دنيا وآخر.
And we ask Allah to take the administration and the teachers by the hand and guide them to what is more loved by Him and beneficial for them in this world and in the next.
وقد يسر الله لنا هذا اللقاء بكم في هذه الساعة فأحضروا قلوبكم فإنا سنسأل عنها.
And Allah has made us able to meet in this hour. So pay attention with your hearts because we will all be asked about this meeting.
يجب أن تعلموا أن الدراسة لكل المواد عندكم وسيلة لغاية وراءها.
Then you should know that every subject you study is a tool or a means to something beyond it.
ومن لم يحسن القيام بالوسيلة لم يطب له الحال في بلوغ الغاية.
And if someone doesn't use the tool well, or you could say the means, they will not have a good accomplishment of their objective.
ومن ظن أن الوسيلة هي الغاية فقد قصر وقد حجب عن إدراك الحقيقة.
And if someone believes that the means is an end, that the tool is the end itself, that person has fallen short of understanding the reality of the case.
إن الذي خلقنا على ظهر الأرض ربنا الله لم يشركه في خلقنا أحد.
Verily, surely the one who created us on the surface of the earth is Allah, and He didn't allow anyone to be a partner in our creation.
ولم يشركه أحد في خلق الأرض لنا ولا في خلق شيء من السماوات فوقا.
And no one participated with Him in creating the earth or the heavens above it.
فإذا لم نحمل غاية تدخلنا بهذا الإله وننفذ بها أمره في الحياة فما نحن بعبلاء ولا نحن بأهل وفاء.
And if we don't have an aim beyond this life and fulfilling His command in this life, then we are not people of intellect or people of fulfilling the trust He's given us.
الناس الذين ضيعوا هذه الأمانة يجعلون غاياتهم تنتهي إما إلى نفوسهم وشهواتهم وإما إلى اتجاهات وأحزاب وإما إلى مؤسسات وإما إلى وزارات وإما إلى أحد من أهل الأرض والجميع لم يخلقوهم ولم يشركوهم في الخلق.
Those people who are not aware of the sacred trust that God has given them, they make their objectives or the aims, what they want to accomplish, that ultimately goes back to what they want or what they desire or some political party or something of that nature, and they don't go beyond those things to our ultimate aim, which is pleasing God.
فعرفوا قدر شرف الاتصال بالله تعالى وأن يكون غاية لنا فيما يتعلق بأعمالنا في الحياة كلها.
So we should know the great honor we have of being connected to Allah and seeking His pleasure, and that should be our objective in everything that we do in our lives.
وَاتَّوْا حَالَ الَّذِينَ غَابَتْ عَنْهُمْ هَذِهِ الْحَقِيقَةَ فَصَارَتْ غَايَاتُهُمْ أُمُورٌ قَصِيرَةٌ وَحَقِيرَةٌ وَفَهِيَةٌ فَارْتُوهُمْ فِي حَالِهِمْ وَاجْحَدُوا إِسَّتَهُمْ وَسُبُوتَهُمْ.
And also we should pity people who didn't understand this great aim that we've been given, and their aims are things that are low and things that are temporary, that aren't eternal. So we should have concern for them and also realize how base and lowly their state is.
لهذا المعنى كان الإسلام أعظم نعمة ينعم بها على الإنسان.
For this reason, Islam is the greatest blessing that any human being is gifted.
لكن لما يكون مسلم ثم تتوجه غايته إلى لعب إلى شهوات إلى مجرد وظائف شركه فيها من كفر ومن لم يؤمن هذا حال شديد شنيع وخطير على المسلم.
And if someone is a Muslim and they make their objective something limited, like their own desires or a occupation or one of these less significant things, that is a very dangerous circumstance for a Muslim to be in, for them to fall short of their ultimate aim and place their aim on one of these temporary worldly things prior to that.
المسلم يلعب وقت الليل والمسلم يتوضا في انواع الوظائف والمسلم يزرع وقد يصنع والمسلم يتجر والمسلم يزاول احوال الحياه لكنه في غايته مختلف تماما عن بقيه الناس.
So a Muslim might do sports, a Muslim might have an occupation, a Muslim might be a farmer, a Muslim might manufacture, and they do all of the other things that people do in life. However, they all of these things are beneath their ultimate goal.
راجعوا الآن أنفسكم ما نيتكم في هذه الدراسة وما غايتكم منها.
So you all should think about or take a moment and observe yourself and ask yourself, what is your intention in the study that you're engaged in right now and what are your ultimate goals?
هل لأن أهلك فقط يحبونك أن تدرس في كاليفورنيا بها؟
Are you only studying because your family wants you to study and they've made you responsible to do a good job at that?
أو رغبة منك لتتخذها وسيلة لوظيفة تتوظف بها في الحياة تكسب بها المال؟
Or is this out of a desire that you reach a certain level of occupation and then earn money from that?
أم موافقة لأصدقاء يأتوني إلى المدرسة وأنت تأتي معهم؟
Or are you just going along with your friends? They come to school and you go with them?
أو إرادة للفخر وأن لا يتميز عليك ذا ولا ذا؟
Or do you do it because you want to be distinguished and honored among your pupils, the pupils, and not have anyone have a higher marks than you?
هذه أمثلة ومعها كثير كلها ناقصة وكثيرة ما تليق أن تكون هي الغاية في فكر المسلم.
These are examples and there are others and all of them are they're short term, they're not eternal and they're low and these are beneath a Muslim making them his or her goal.
هل منكم من يجيبنا لماذا هو يدرس في هذه المدرسة؟
Can someone respond why and answer why he studies in this school?
ما تعرفون لماذا تدرسون؟
You all don't know why you study?
من يجيب؟
Who can answer? So why do you learn? تعلم وأصدق ذلك العلم.
جميلا وراء التطبيق لماذا؟
And then why do you apply, why do you practice that knowledge? What's beyond your practice?
Because if I don't practice,
many people use this knowledge for me.
فمن المنفعة التي تستجيها؟
So then what is the benefit that you hope to gain? What is the use you hope to acquire from your knowledge?
I hope to acquire goodness and to inspire others to good with my good actions.
وهي يرجو أن يكتسب صفة الإحسان وأن أن يشجع غيره على ذلك أن يكتسب لغيره ذلك.
بارك الله فيك. أحد بكم يقول أحد شيء ثاني؟
Does anyone else have any other things to say?
اسمعوا.
كتبت
الوسائل ترتيبا حسنا. فاحضر لتتعلم هذا أمر طيب. ومن حضر ليتعلم ما يضيع الوقت في غير التعلم.
He said, you organize these means well. You attend school in order to earn, to learn. Someone who doesn't attend to learn, they won't do well.
يركزوا في الدرس.
So then you'll pay attention during class.
تحترم المعلم.
You'll respect the instructor.
يجلسوا بالأدب.
You'll sit in a manner that is with adab, is courteous.
يساعدوا إخوانه.
He'll assist his brothers and sisters.
يعطي الدروس حقها من المذاكرة والمراجعة وكتابة الواجبات.
He'll give the lessons their due of writing down his lessons and reviewing and doing his homework and so forth.
هذه أمور لازمة لمن عرف أن المجيء إلى المدرسة وسيلة ليتعلم.
These things are necessities for someone who came to the school knowing that that was a means to learn.
فمن قال إنه جاء للمدرسة ليتعلم ثم جاء ولم يذاكر دروسه ولم يكتب واجباته ثم هو وقت أن يشرح المدرس يكلم الذي بجانبه فهذا لم يفقه سبب المجيء للمدرسة أصلا.
So someone comes to the school and they don't pay attention and review when they speak during class, don't pay attention, so they haven't learned. This person didn't even understand the reason to come to school.
لكن لابد إذا نفهم نتعلم لماذا.
However, we have to also understand why are we learning.
رتب الوسيلة الثانية ترتيبا حسنا وبعد يطبق وأعمل بغيره.
And also the brother who answered organized the second means well, prioritized it well, and he said that I learned so that I can apply what I have learned.
والعمل بالعلم هو ثمرة العلم. فالعلم بغير عمل كشجرة بغير ثمر.
And acting on knowledge is the fruit of learning. So knowledge without action is like a tree that bears no fruit.
لكن العمل بالعلم من أجل ماذا إذا تذكر أنه من أجل أن يكون منتفعا.
Acting on knowledge is why do we do that? And it says so that it's of use.
الانتفاعات بعضها قصير وبعضها طويل. بعضها صغير وبعضها كبير بعضها منقضي زائد وبعضها دائم أبدي هذه الانتفاعات منها ما يعد بعض الناس غاية له ومنها ما يكون من هذه الانتفاعات وسيلة لمن هو أكبر عقلا منه وأكثر إيمانا.
And the benefit that we derive from learning, the use we get out of learning, some of them are great, some of them are large, small, long, short, temporary or eternal. However, there are some people that also make the use that we get, the benefit that we derive from learning, they make that a means. And that's someone who has is very intelligent and also a person of faith.
يجب أن نعلم أن من المنافع حسن وضعنا وحالنا في الأسرة.
So we should know that some of the benefits from the benefits we derive from knowledge is our having a good situation in our families.
حسن مكانتنا في المجتمع.
And also being in a good societal position.
المشاركة في أعمال الحياة بما يفيد.
And participating in the various endeavors in life in a manner that is beneficial.
لكن هذه أيضا كلها عند المؤمن أيضا وسائل.
However, for the believer, all of these are also means.
يريد منها أن يقيم المهمة الكبرى التي خلق من أجلها في الحياة وهي الخلافة عن الله في أرضه.
And the believer, through all of these things, they want to fulfill their greatest mission. And that is the thing for which they were created, what we were created, the thing for which we were created, and that is to be Allah's representatives, Allah's caliphs on this earth.
لأنه أدرك أنه مخلوق مملوك حمد وأن الله خالقه ومالكه وسيده.
And because the believer understands, he or she perceives that he's a creature and that he has a Lord and that Allah created him and is Lord and Master.
وأن رضا هذا الخالق تبيان من هذا المنهج والخلاف.
And that the pleasure of this Lord is in the establishment of the divine way and this representation of God.
وذلك سبب الخلود في الجنة ومعرفة الأنبياء.
and that is the cause of dwelling eternally in paradise and being in the company of the Prophet.
He
says, so don't forget these intentions, these aims, when you are attending this school.
علامه الصدق فيها ان تطلب القدوه التي تكتفون بها.
A sign that you're honest in these aims is that you look for a role model.
وكل قدوه حسنه فهي منتميه الى قدوه فوقها حتى يكون اعظم القدوات خير البريات سيدنا محمد.
And every good example falls under another good example that is above them, and the greatest of role models is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة.
Allah said, verily there is in Allah's messenger for you a good example.
إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله.
And Allah reveals to him to say, if you love God, you do love God, if you love Allah, then follow me and Allah will love you.
من يحبب منكم إلى المدرسة وهو لم يصلي سنة الصبح ولم يبالي بها ولم يبالي صلى جماعة فريضة الصبح أو صلى منبري وجه فهو لم يعلم الغاية من الدراسة ويحتاج أن يهد من السعر الدكان.
And if someone comes and to the school and they haven't prayed the sunnah of the Fajr prayer for instance and they didn't even care about it, that someone who hasn't understood and organize well his aim, his ultimate aim of studying, so he should organize himself, or we could say he should get himself together.
من كان قبل حضوره إلى المدرسة رفع صوته على أمي أو أساء الأدب معها ثم حضر هذا لم يعرف الغاية من الدراسة ولم يعمل ذلك يجب عليه صحيح وضعه.
And if someone, for instance, didn't treat his mother well prior to coming to school and raised his voice to her, similarly, he didn't understand and he has to correct his situation.
من كان في المدرسة يترك صحبة المجتهدين وأهل السلوك الأحسن ويذهب بخاطر الاختيار صحبة الأضعف والأكسل والأقل خلق هذا ما عرف المقصود من المجيء المدرسة.
And if someone comes to school, for instance, and they don't keep the company of those who are hardworking and have good character, and instead they hang around those who are lazy and a poor character, similarly, this person didn't understand well the purpose of what they were doing.
إذا أدركتم هذه الغاية فأنتم من خلال المدرسة الثانوية رسل في رسالة الإسلام للشباب الذين في سنكم ولأهل البلدة التي تعيشون فيها.
So if you've understood this objective, then you at this age and at this level of study, you're an example for the other young people in your age group in the society and for the society as a whole.
تحملون الرحمة للعالمين لأن رسالة رسولكم جاءت رحمة للعالمين.
You should feel mercy and compassion for all beings, for all creatures, because the messenger who was sent to you, he was a mercy to all of creation.
تحرصون على هداية غيركم لأن رسولكم كان حريص على الهداية.
You should be very concerned about the guidance of others because your messenger was very concerned about their guidance.
يقول فوالله لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لكم من عمر العام.
He said, I swear by God, for Allah to guide through you one man is better for you than the most precious wealth.
توسعون النفع في أسركم في أصحابكم في أهل بلدكم لمن تقدرون عليه لأن صاحب الرسالة بل الخلق وعياذ الله وأحبهم لله أنفعهم للعيال.
You should strive to be a benefit to your family and the people in your town and those around you because your messenger said all of the creation are God's dependents, so the most beloved of them to Allah, the ones who are most beneficial to His dependents.
فهموا هذه الرسالة فما عظمتها فرجت أسماعكم الآن في آخر دوامكم وكنتم من الصباح وأنتم تتلقون معلومات كثيرة.
And he says, so try to understand the greatness of this message. And we discussed these aspects of this, and you've heard it at the end of your day, and you've been studying all morning.
فلو سئلت في القيامة عن أحد منكم يقول لي أن أقول يا ربي قلت كذا وكذا وجرى بيني وبينه حديث كذا وكذا.
So on the day of judgment, if I'm asked about having met you all, I could say, oh Lord, I said to them this and this, and we had this type of discussion. So if any of you, or when any of each of you is asked, then he or she should think about on how he or she will respond. From right now, make good intention. And the way you study tomorrow should be better than the way you study today. And your objectives should connect to your home and also the streets around you and all of your society. And then each day you should try to be better than you were previously. And may Allah give you enabling grace. May Allah take you all by the hand. May Allah greet you openly. And may Allah look to you. And may Allah make things easy for you. And keep all difficulty from you. And may Allah give us and you the good of this world and the next. And may Allah reward the principal and the administration and the teachers well. And may Allah make your hearts comprehend the greatest aim, and that is Allah's pleasure. We ask Allah that tonight we spend the night and Allah is pleased with each and every one of us. And that He increased in His pleasure with us.
اللهم ثبتنا وإياهم على الحق فيما نقول ثبتنا وإياهم على الحق فيما نفعل ثبتنا وإياهم على الحق فيما نعتقد اللهم اعصمنا من الشرك وأضلنا ما دون ذلك اللهم سر بنا في أشرف المساجد وارزقنا متابعة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتخلق بأخلاقه والتأدب بآدابه واجعلنا من أوفى عبادك حظا ونصيبا من متابعته ومن محبته ومن الاقتداء به ومن السير في دربه ومن نصرته ونصرة شريعته وتبليغ دعوته وارزقنا طلب رضوانك الأكبر أنت غايتنا يا مولانا فارض عنا أيضا لا سخط بعده أبدا وأسعدنا وأحل هذه المدرسة وأحرابنا والمسلمين بأعظم السعادة وأصلحنا الغيبة والشهادة سلمنا بالحسنى وأنت راض عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخلصنا يوم القيامة إنك لتخلق الميعاد ربنا اغفر لنا وإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نسألك لنا ولهم ولهم خير ما سألك منه عبدك نبيك سيدنا محمد ونعوذ بك من استعاذك من عبدك نبيك سيدنا محمد وأنت المستعان عليك أبلغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم صلى الله على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.